God sets up things just right. And when He establishes a role or an office for individuals, it's just right. He uses imperfect people to fulfill it, but the role is to be esteemed and honored. One of the roles that we set aside and recognize is the one that is set aside even nationally this day, and that's the role of mothers in Mother's Day. I was talking to a minister yesterday, and he said, "I don't feel like that I should have to be inclined to deliver a Mother's Day sermon." I said, "I don't feel like you should have to either if that's not the direction that the Lord would lead you in. But I also don't think that if it is the direction that the Lord would lead that we have to stay away from it because it is Mother's Day. I am thankful for mothers. And I'm thankful for grandmothers. And I pray that the verses that we look at for a little while this morning will be a blessing to you in honoring either your mother, if you still have your mother, or the memory of your mother, or if you yourself are a mother. Mothers are a special blessing from the Lord. There's a unique kinship that God gives between mothers and their children. You can see that in little Asa himself. When he's in the basement in the kitchen, he's content when he's in the arms of other folks. But when he gets a glimpse of his mother, he gets so excited, his arms start waving, his feet start kicking, and he's so excited because he recognizes that's his mother. And there's a special relationship that God blesses between mothers and their children. In the Old Testament, God gave Moses a list of 10 commandments. And he says, "Here's some commandments that I instruct you to instruct God's people to live by." And even though those commandments have been challenged today, that maybe they shouldn't be allowed to be hung in the courthouse or on the walls of a public school, we would do well as a people and do well as a nation if we would simply implement the commandments that God established. My goodness, we need them probably more today than we ever have, the commandments of Almighty God. But out of those commandments, he comes down and he directs us to honor God and love the Lord. But then he comes down and he gives us the fifth commandment. And we've talked about it from the standpoint of old age and certainly believe that that is the case. But this is good for all of us here. He says, "Honor thy father and thy mother." First of all, we're to honor the role of a mother. God established the role of motherhood. God established the role of fatherhood. And we should respect and honor the role that God established. And so we should honor it even if we have doubts or questions about the individual themselves. We should honor that God has established this role, and therefore we are required and privileged to honor this role. He says in Exodus chapter 20, he says, "Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee." If you go over to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1, he says, "And this is the first commandment with promise." There's a promise. When God promises something, you can rest assured that His promises are true, His promises are correct, His promises are right. He said there's a promise here. He says, "Honor your father and your mother," which is the first commandment with promise. And He says there's two things that will follow. Generally speaking, these two things will follow. He says that your days will be long upon the earth, and that it will go well with thee. It's not to say that you won't have challenges, that you won't have difficulties, that you won't have hardships, but he is saying that your road will be smoother if you honor your mother. That you'll live to be older if you honor your mother. If you take heed to what your mother teaches, what your mother instructs, to her instruction, to the wisdom that God has given her, it's going to deliver you from a lot of the challenges and hardships and setbacks that you might find yourself in if you don't take heed to what your mother says. The older I get, the more I realize how much wisdom my mother had and has. When I was a teenager, I didn't think she had much more wisdom than what I had, and probably didn't have as much insight. I was wrong. God, you've heard of mothers having eyes in the back of their heads. They can not only see what's going on in front of them, they can see what's going on behind them and all around as well. Your mother is not like God in this sense, but mother knows a lot more than what you think she does. Because mother knows all about you. Mother can see your actions and she knows what led up to those actions. And mother also knows what's going to happen if you continue going down that road. Mother's got a real good sense of insight with her children. Sometimes she has it with other people's children as well. But she especially has it with her own. Honor thy father and thy mother, as the Lord thy God hath commanded thee, that thy days may be prolonged, and that it may go well with thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Honor is to pay high respect, high esteem. To pay high respect and high esteem. First of all, we respect the role of motherhood. And then we respect the mothers that God has given us. How do we honor our mothers? How do we honor our fathers? In Ephesians, the first way that we honor our mother, that we honor our father, is to simply obey our parents. One of the best ways to honor our parents, to honor our mother, is to simply obey our mother. In Ephesians chapter 1, he says, children, obey your parents in the Lord. Because he says, for this is right. He says it's not just a good suggestion. It's not just a strong idea. It's not just something you might want to consider. But he says, honor your parents in the Lord. Obey your parents in the Lord. He says, for this is right. In Colossians, he says, children, obey your parents in the Lord. For this is, he doesn't say this is only right to do, but he says, when you obey your parents in the Lord, he says, it's also well-pleasing to do. Do you know it's well-pleasing to the Lord? It's well-pleasing to your mother. And it's well-pleasing to you when you honor your mother and you obey your mother in the Lord. He says, children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. You can go over to a number of Old Testament examples in the book of Proverbs. And in Proverbs, over and over and over again, it addresses young people, children, to the responsibility of honoring their parents through obedience in following the instruction of a godly mother and a godly father. It says, take heed to the instruction of a godly mother. Let's look at a godly mother. When you find a godly mother, most often you find a godly wife as well. In in Proverbs chapter 31. I'm not going to read all of this chapter, but all of it's outstanding, and just going to read some of the points of a godly wife and a godly mother. It says, "Who can find a virtuous woman? Her price is far above rubies." It says that she's rare and she's valuable. She's a great blessing. She's something to be recognized and honored. "Who can find a virtuous woman? Her price is far above rubies." She's of great benefit, great blessing, great value. Says, "The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that she shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good, her husband, and not evil all the days of her life." And then it tells that she's studious. She's industrious. It says that she seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. It talks about that she's creative, that she's industrious, that she's studious. And in all of the respects, she does it for the purpose of her family, for the purpose of her husband, the purpose of her children. And it comes down, it says, she is like the merchant ship. She bringeth her food from afar. Brother Compton used to talk about his wife, and he said she was an excellent wife and she was a good mother. And he said she was a good hand in the kitchen. He said she could take a potato and make a whole meal out of a potato. I don't know if you've ever had any mothers like that didn't have maybe the cupboard full, but found just meager supplies and could put a whole meal on the table. Says that she bringeth her food from afar. She riseth while it is yet night and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. Do you know one thing about mothers? They don't punch the time clock. They don't. It's not an 8 hour a day role. You don't just say, I'm a mom from 8 to 5. But the role and responsibility of a mother is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. She doesn't really consider that much, whether it's daytime or nighttime. Mom's there to do whatever it takes to get it done. Says she considereth a field, she buyeth it with the fruit of her hand, she planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle and her hands hold to the distaff. She stretcheth out her hands to the poor. One thing about mothers is that God gives them the ability to wear a lot of different hats. It's amazing how a mother can do so many things at one time. Here it says that the mother is helping provide for her family. She's watching out for her family. She's preparing a meal. And then somehow she finds time to reach her hand out to the poor. She somehow finds time to be able to help those that are in need. It's amazing how that a mother can wear so many different hats. That's a gift that God has given mothers. She's not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She wants to make sure that her house is taken care of. She wants to make sure that her children are taken care of. She wants to make sure that her children are clothed well, that they're fed well, that her children are cared for. It comes on down. "Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoiceth in times to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom." Boy, isn't that something, how that God gives moms wisdom. I'm 53 years old. And when I have a challenge, I am so thankful that one of the places that I have to go is to my 72-year-old mother. And it's amazing how that God blesses with wisdom. "She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the way of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness." There's not a lazy bone in mom's body. No. You don't generally see mom sleeping in till noon. You don't see too many moms that sleep in that long. I had a lady that came to apply for a job at the assisted living not long, this has been a while back, and she was applying for the job of cook. She was going to do the cooking, and I said, "Well, can you cook?" She said, "Well, I had 14 kids. What do you think?" She's a great cook. She sure is. You don't see a mom sleeping in till noontime. That's got a house to take care of, that's got a husband to take care of, that's got children to take care of. Says she doesn't wear the cloth of idleness. And then it says, and this supports this day. It says, and her children rise up and call her blessed. They say, "Mom is a blessing to me. And I am blessed." Many daughters, it says her husband praiseth her also. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor and deceit is deceitful, beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Her children rise up and call her blessed. In 1 Timothy, we're taught that we honor our mothers by, number one, obeying our mothers. That's right before God, and it's well-pleasing before God. We cannot serve and honor God if we're not honoring our mother. If we're not honoring our father, we can't sidestep that commandment and say, "Well, I'm not going to fulfill that role, but I'm going to have a close walk and a close fellowship and a close relationship with the Lord," and then not honor the role of mother or the mother that God has blessed us with. You may say, "Well, if I was picking and choosing, maybe I'd have picked a different mom." Well, aren't you glad that if your mom was picking and choosing, she didn't choose a different child? I mean, turn it around. Aren't you glad that your mother had compassion upon you? Talks about a mother's love, and that's the strongest love that other than God's love that we can almost understand. He says in chapter 5 of 1 Timothy, "Rebuke not an elder, but entreat him as a father, and younger men as brethren." Then he says, "The elder women as mothers, and younger as sisters." The second thing here is we honor our mother by not only obeying our mother, but we honor our mother in how we treat our mother. And he says, by the way, this is how you retreat all the ladies that are in the church, that are in your fellowship. You treat your mother right. And he says, you treat the older women in the church as mothers. And he says, you treat the younger women as sisters. We honor our mother by the way we treat our mother. And then I think we honor our mothers by the way we care for our mothers. 1 Timothy chapter 5 says, "If honor widows that are widows indeed, but if any widow," this is talking about a mother that maybe the husband's died, "if any widow had children or nephews, let them learn first to show piety," that means kindness at home, "and to requite," that means to repay their parents, "for that is good and acceptable before God." He says that we ought to try to provide for and meet the needs for our mothers when they get to old age. Naomi, you can go over and read the example of Naomi that she was coming back and she was all discouraged and downtrodden, and she was encouraged and reminded that she had Ruth, and said that she was told and reminded that Maybe you've lost your husband. Maybe you've lost your sons. But you've got Ruth, and she's going to care for you as if you had seven sons. I remember sharing with some of you, many of you, maybe most of you, but not all of you, that Elder Zach Guest says, he says, I have the best insurance policy money can buy when I'm gone. I have the best life insurance that money can possibly buy. He said, I have 11 kids and I've taught every one of my children that individually and corporately, it's their responsibility to see that their mother is cared for in old age. He said, that's the best insurance that money can buy. Jesus Christ was hanging on the cross. There were just a handful of folks that were there. Some of his friends had forsaken him. Some of the disciples had wandered away. But right there at the foot of the cross, when everybody else had left, when everybody else had forsaken, his mother was there. Something about it, a mom's going to always be there. Doesn't matter how much you mess up. Doesn't matter how much you miss the mark. Mom's going to be there. Jesus Christ was on the cross of Calvary, and of all that was going on, your sins and my sins were placed upon him. And you'd have thought that that would have occupied all of his thinking. Jesus Christ was there bearing your sins and mine upon the cross of Calvary. And there he was, and at the foot of the cross, his mother was there. And if you can imagine what it must have been like, what the experience must have been like for her son, to see her son be nailed upon the cross. Jesus Christ was there, and his mother witnessed the miraculous example of our spiritual birth when the one thief on one side said, if you're who you say you are, come down and deliver us. If you've got all this power, if you have all these angels, come down and deliver us. And then the other right next to him, the thief, both were guilty. He says, If you'd have mercy on me, remember me when you're in paradise. And here was a criminal, a convicted thief, that all of a sudden there was a change of heart. And his mother was able to witness that. And his mother was able to witness Christ, if she was close enough, and very likely she was, to hear Jesus Christ declare to this thief that was bound for hell and hell deserving to say, this day shalt thou be with me in paradise. His mother had firsthand experience of not only his suffering, but even the miracle of our salvation itself. And then right before Jesus Christ declares with the voice of victory that it is finished. He looks down from upon that cross. And his eyes find the eyes of his mother. I expect they make contact there. Christ looks down and it says, Jesus therefore saw his mother. And he says, and the disciple standing by him whom he loved, it wasn't Peter, I believe John, he says, and the disciple standing by him whom he loved, and he saith to his mother, woman, Behold thy son. But he doesn't stop there. And then he saith to the disciple, he speaks to his mother, and then he turns and he speaks to the disciple that's there. And he says to the disciple, behold thy mother. Now, the disciple knew what he meant when he said it. Because he says right after that, and from that hour, that disciple took her unto his own home. I believe that Jesus Christ was giving an exhortation to the disciple to take his mother. I'm going to heaven, but I want you to see that my mother is taken care of. We honor our parents by obeying them. We honor our parents by the way we treat them, the way we talk to them, the way we communicate with them. And we honor our parents that when they get to old age, to see that they don't have a worry in the world, that they care for us, that we care for them, and that their needs are taken care of the same way they took care of us when we were little infants, unable to take care of ourselves. You may say, Brother Stephen, that doesn't apply to me because my mother is gone. Well, about 10 years ago, I ran out of grandmothers. Lord took my grandmother to go home and be with the Lord. It's the last one. I was blessed to have about 5 grandmothers through the years. Grandmothers, great-grandmothers. But you know what you can do if you don't have a grandmother? If you don't have a mother? One of the great blessings in the church, wonderful blessing, is that Christ says that whosoever doeth the will of my Father, she's my mother, he's my brother, she's my grandmother. If you don't have a grandmother, if you're all out of grandmothers, go adopt a grandmother. Go adopt a mother and show her kindness. I think one of the saddest examples that there is Sister Dolan, who many of you knew. She lived to be almost 100 years old. But Sister Dolan had outlived all 3 of her kids. She didn't have any more children. Find somebody that you can show some kindness and compassion to, and treat them like a mother. It says we're to treat all the older women like mothers. But it'll be a blessing to them, and it'll be a blessing to you as well. Mothers are a great gift from God. Grandmothers are too. Grandmothers and mothers, fathers, grandfathers are a blessing from the Lord. If you still have your mother, if you still have your grandmother, if you still have your great-grandmother. Sister Perry said yesterday her great-granddaughter called. I mentioned to you that she said her great-granddaughter's 34 years old. Well, if you still have your mother, your grandmother, your great-grandmother, first of all, thank the Lord for it. And then express to your mother, your grandmother, your appreciation and your love for her. About a week and a half ago, my mother had an accident.
I mentioned last Sunday, she was riding her horse. We were not excited that Mom got a horse at 70 years of age. And I hope that's behind her now. But she was so bunged up that she still can just barely get around, not tend to herself well. My sister's been with her. But I realized that Mom's not going to be here forever. If God's blessed you with a mother, grandmother, if she's still here, first of all, you thank God for it. And then you show honor and respect to your mother. It's well-pleasing. You may say, well, Mom's not perfect. Well, are we? It's well-pleasing to the Lord. May God bless you.